Here's a man who knows a little bit about the Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. as a man who matriculated. Governor John Kasich, state of Ohio. This man wants to be president of the United States. And, Governor, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Governor.
Bro, thank you. Thank you.
I go back to this. In 1984, when I was living in Central Ohio, when I was going to Denison University, this John Kasich, I didn't know how to pronounce his name, but he came across my radar, and I went with my roommate. We volunteered for this man back in the 1980s.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't know that.
Yep. So I say that. I guess that's journalistically, I have to expose myself to that. But that is what it is. I've always been a big fan of yours, sir. But I guess I got this question, which is it kind of scares me. I'm in this President Trump stress disorder moment. Mm-hmm. I'm watching all this. I'm watching him sell steaks last night and all that, and it's making me nuts. And I'm thinking, why is it that somebody who's got gubernatorial experience, whether it was you or Jeb Bush,
right?
You know, I'm going to take Chris Christie out of this because apparently he had a stroke. But how is it that people who, you know, are legitimate people who've made tough decisions, who, you know, who have to balance budgets and have to wrangle legislators, why are they not being taken seriously anymore?
Well, look, I mean, I didn't get any national exposure until the last couple weeks. And as a result, I mean, I grew in Michigan from 8 or 9% to 24% yesterday, and tied with the split delegates with Cruz. And of all the states that have yet to vote, they've given out a survey. Trump's at 27, Cruz is at 25, and I'm at 24. So I think, you know, I'm finally starting to get the message out of, you know, fixing the economy and getting ourselves in a position of where we run surpluses, those kinds of things. So for a long time, I wasn't getting the attention because I wasn't name-calling. But, you know, now it's starting to happen because we've only got four people left in the race.
Well, don't you think that name-calling is a bit of a backfire, though? I mean, Rubio seems to – who had a little bit of momentum going in, seems to pretty much all lost it in that 1-2 debate situation that he had.
Well, I think that people look, you're not going to beat Donald Trump by getting into the mud with him. That's not going to work. And I was in Palatine, and we probably had, I don't know, 1,300 people there. And when I said I wasn't going to go negative, I mean, people cheered so loud I thought the roof was going to blow off.
I saw that. You got a standing ovation.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going. I was at Navistar. The same thing happened. So it's still a long way to go, and of course the big deal is next week. It's be Illinois and of course Florida and the state of Ohio. And when I win Ohio, it's going to be a whole new ball game for this presidential thing.
Now, I guess I mean, there's some polling though that shows that it's very, very, very tight. Are you surprised by that?
There's new polls going to be coming out. It's not going to be as tight as what people think.
All right. Let's go back to Navistar here for a second, because this is interesting. I think this really is the key. I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders wins in Michigan last night. That shocked me. Donald Trump's win over you in the way that he won was shocking. I didn't think it was going to be that broad of a, you know, of a double digit swing. Both these guys are hitting on the cylinder of job loss, of jobs going overseas, mm-hmm. Money going overseas. And you know, and there's a lot of people, especially in the Republican Party, it's like, hey, the bow broke on this. You know, their friends are people who own those companies who have moved overseas because it's just cheaper to do stuff over there and then sell the stuff back here into the United States. How would President Kasich change that?
Well, I think, first of all, we're beginning to see, at least in our state, some investment from overseas into the state of Ohio. We have a significant investment of a Chinese company into the state. We're up 1,000 jobs with that company alone. Look, I think part of the problem is our corporate tax rate is too high. So, you know, if you're a head of a company, you start thinking about inversions. Well, I can move my headquarters to a place where the tax rate is, you know, is 10% as opposed to 40%. So I think that what we have to do is get the tax rates down, make sure that we have the kind of workforce we need. And remember another thing, people want access to the North American market. And with lower energy prices, there's a reason to believe that some of this will head back. And we have some of it heading back in our state. And I know we can bring it back, you know, in other parts of the country.
Do you think that there, I mean, your momentum, you're a lot of, I read a poll today about how late deciders are swinging heavily your way. So people are sort of waking up about who you are, learning more about
right.
you. And you got to wonder, you know, you're against the clock here and Trump is doing so well. How do you look at those things? Do you think people are changing their minds about Trump a little bit? Do you think that there is anything there?
Well, look, it's funny because there's a lot of people that say, well, I'll either vote for Trump or Kasich. And the reason is, as Roe will tell you, I've never been sort of an establishment guy or a predictable guy. I sort of march to my own drummer. And I was not getting the exposure because I wasn't calling names. People just, I didn't get it on television, you know. But it's starting to change now. And, again, we have half the delegates yet to pick. Is it conceivable this could go to a convention? Yes, that's very mm-hmm. conceivable. But we got to see, got to take things a day at a time. It is a must that I win Ohio. I will win Ohio. And we'll see what happens down in Florida. And in Illinois,
right.
we're running second in some of these congressional districts out here. I'm very pleased. And you have to trust your eyes. If you would have seen these crowds today, you wouldn't have believed it. And it's fantastic.
Well, I mean, I think that's the point, Governor, is that you're an upper Midwest guy. I mean, Ohio, you know, so goes the nation, right? That's the theory. Because Ohio
right.
really is, it's a bellwether. It's a test state for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it best represents the demography of the nation. So you do, it's a great... If you win Ohio significantly, it changes everything. Not only in terms of the delegate count, it still may not be able to stop him to get to the 1237. But there is it certainly would, you know, it helps and it stems
I
the time.
It's very hard if I win Ohio for anybody to get to 1237.
Yeah.
I think it's difficult, not impossible. Strange things happen in politics, believe me.
Well, and you know,
things happen; they always do. And you're a Tennyson graduate. You're a smart guy. You know, I mean, you know, we've studied politics. You just never know what happens in this business.
You damn right.
Well, that's
you
true.
Well, two
boy,
weeks
you
ago,
that.
I people who knew that I was that I was on your side in this were saying, well, you know, he and Rubio should get together.
Uh-huh.
They should announce that Rubio will be president. He'll be vice president, and see what happens there. And I thought, well, and you know, for a moment, John, I thought to myself, you know what, that's a pretty good idea. Maybe.
Sure.
Should do that. And how wrong was I about that a couple of weeks ago? Because if it were anything, it would go the other way now. And I don't even think that's even in the cards. There's none of us have ever seen anything like this in your 30 plus years of public service, in your years in the media, in your years of other stuff that you've done, John Kasich.
Strange.
No one can describe this. Although I got to tell you something. I think that the Schwarzenegger move was a good one. I think that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
was Arnold told me in 2010 when I was running for governor and I was whining about the negative campaigning. He came into Columbus and he looked me in the eye and he said, "Why don't you learn to love the beatings? Love them."
Yeah. What do you? I'm a little worried about Ohio State football, though, Governor. I'm just going to say that if there's anything.
Yeah, I yesterday I was with Coach Meyer and in fact he. We'll have something out with the two of us. And
good.
He said that they're young. He said they're young. Look, there's nobody left on the team. So a lot of replacements. And it'll be an interesting year. And in terms of basketball, I heard you chatting about it for a little bit. Yeah, this just wasn't their year. And, I mean, if they win the whole tournament, yeah. But I think that's pretty tough for them. This is just not their year. And but, you know, it's amazing. I don't get to see much because I'm on the road all the time. But I think you have you actually have Indiana now that's emerging along with Michigan State. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, and good luck moving forward here because, you know, I think you're the right guy for
we'll
the job.
We'll see what happens, and I'll call in again. So we'll talk after the Ohio primary, or maybe I'll talk to you on Election Day.
Thank you, Governor.
That would be very nice.
All
thank
right.
you, Governor. Appreciate
All right,
it.
Guys. All
right.
Thank you.
All
God
right.
bless.
John Kasich, you too.
He's got a tough road ahead of him, but, you know. Who knows what'll happen?
And I feel bad. I mean, he's a smart, dedicated, diligent guy, and he's right. I mean, and a guy who's been able. And I know I'm selling here, but he's a guy who's been able to actually turn a very big, complicated state economically around, and it's all a public record, and it's all verifiable.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike everything that Donald Trump says. And yet Trump is the guy, you know, it's just one of those weird years. And I fear I fear for the future of the United States. I've never said that about a presidential candidate before.
Never,
because you know I because this guy's just patently again. Look at me. Here I go again.
I know
this
you're going
patently
acceptance
unqualified, and he's lying about everything. How can we trust anything he says?
Got to accept it, Ro.
I can't.
He's going to be the candidate.
I got to go. There was John Kasich. I got to go. Hold on. Yeah. Violetta Punter Medical.
Oh, no. It's getting worse.
The WGN Traffic Triple Spot.
Save us, Violetta.